From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake has struck the New Zealand city of Christchurch. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, the city was still recovering from another quake that struck back in September.
The quake struck just before 1 o'clock in the afternoon as the streets and businesses of Christchurch were teeming with activity. Buildings collapsed in central Christchurch and injured people were sent streaming into the streets. Police say multiple fatalities have been reported at several locations in the center of the city, including two buses that were crushed by falling buildings. The country's prime minister has urged residents to evacuate the city, promising they'll be looked after. The quake was centered just 6 miles southwest of Christchurch at a depth of only 2.5 miles, making the effects of this quake worse than a more powerful one that struck back in September. Dozens of aftershocks from the September quake have been reported as the city has worked to rebuild. Christchurch is New Zealand's second largest city with a population of around 400,000 people. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi appeared on Libyan state television for less than a minute today, where he denied rumors he had fled the capital Tripoli and also continued to indicate he remains in control despite days of political unrest. That's despite the fact that cracks in his regime appear to be growing. As to the death toll in Libya following protests that began last week, it is difficult to determine, with foreign reporters barred from the country. Reed Brody is with the group Human Rights Watch. His group says at least 200 people have died in protests in Libya, and he called on the Libyan government to refrain from further violence.
People have to make clear to the Libyan government that they cannot fire live ammunition into peaceful demonstrators, that these are crimes that are being committed, and that the people who commit these crimes could one day be held to account.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton also condemned the violence in Libya. Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel and other candidates for mayor of Chicago crisscrossed the city during the last day of the campaign. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports voters go to the polls tomorrow to select their choice to succeed Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, who's been in office since 1989.
Rahm Emanuel began his day at a familiar place at a Chicago elevated train stop, wooing potential voters. Three other main rivals, former Chicago School Board Chief Jerry Chico, former U.S. Senator Carol Moseley Braun, and City Clerk Miguel Duvalier, also raced across the city. It will take 50% plus one vote to win this election outright. Emanuel's making no predictions. Jerry Chico says the voters are the boss,
and they will determine who winds up in whatever place we have.
Here's City Clerk Miguel Duvalier.
My prediction is that I will be in a runoff.
Carol Moseley Braun thinks there'll be a runoff, too. And will she be a part of that two-person race? If there is no clear-cut winner election day, the runoff will be held April 5th. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
U.S. financial markets are closed for the President's Day holiday today, though there was trading in Europe. The markets were lower in Europe. You're listening to NPR. Morocco's king is saying he will not cede to what he termed demagoguery after protests erupted there this week. Thousands of Moroccans took to the streets over the weekend demanding that King Mohammed give up some of his powers to a newly elected government. Morocco is just the latest Mideast country to be hit by a wave of anti-government protests. Officials in Morocco say at least 128 people, many security officers, were injured Sunday. 120 people were arrested following protests there. Standoff at the Wisconsin state capitol is now in its seventh day with no sign of resolution. The political showdown over union cutbacks in Madison inspired sympathy rallies at state capitals across the nation. Northwest News Network correspondent Tom Bancy reports from one rally in Olympia, Washington.
A previously scheduled labor rally to protest home state budget cuts morphed into a solidarity demonstration for the Wisconsin protesters. Former Democratic presidential candidate Dennis Kucinich was there and spoke of similar scenes all across America.
You are part of a wave that is growing, a powerful human wave that's growing and pushing, and it's the wave for economic justice.
Washington state labor unions say they've offered sanctuary to the Democratic state senators from Wisconsin who fled that state, but there's no indication the absent senators need or will take up the offer. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.
After a four-month delay, the countdown clock has begun ticking again ahead of the Space Shuttle Discovery's scheduled liftoff this week. The shuttle is slated to blast off the pad at Cape Canaveral Thursday for a final mission. NASA tried to launch the shuttle in early November, but a hydrogen fuel link halted the launch. Cracks that turned up in an external fuel tank further delayed the mission. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.